Well, good Wednesday morning. It is the 19th of March, and today's lesson is following up on 180 basic training number 3, big problem equals huge solution. Sometimes what it takes to solve a problem tells us how big the problem really is. For example, in 2019, the U.S. federal budget has allocated to the National Cancer Institute $5.74 billion for cancer research. And that's just for 1 year, because cancer is a really big problem. World War II was a big problem. An estimated 70 to 85 million people died in that war. The solution? Atomic bombs. In Nagasaki, about 75,000 people were killed instantly. The heat of the blast simply caused their bodies to vanish. Big problems require big solutions, and when it comes to human problems and finding human solutions, sometimes hard choices have to be made. So how big a problem is sin? Not globally, that would be uncalculatable. But your sin, the sinful choices that we all choose to make, whether sexual or otherwise, almost daily. How big a problem is it to live the Christian life in this fallen world? How big a problem is it that we're in a battle, not with flesh and blood, but with demonic forces? Well, look at the solution, and it should tell us how big the problem is. In Ephesians 1, we find these words, "When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our eternal life." In 1 Corinthians 6:18 through 20, we read, "Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You're not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." Sexual sin is such a huge problem that part of the solution is God the Spirit has entered your own body, and it takes him there to help you. This is something that's really hard to fathom and almost impossible for us to truly grasp. But think about it with me for a second. During the creation of the heavens and the earth, before there was even light, we read that the Spirit was there hovering over the waters. And then we read, God spoke and said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Where there was darkness and chaos on a universal scale, we read that the Spirit was there hovering over the waters. And that word hovering there is the word used for brooding, like a mother hen brooding over her eggs. Now this begs the question, if the Spirit of God can hover over the darkness and chaos that existed before God spoke creation into being, don't you think he's big enough to solve the problems of darkness and chaos in your own life? Our problem with sexual sin is global in its width and almost bottomless in its depth. The flesh within us, which has been with us every day of our lives, is powerful and deceitful and craves the lust of the flesh. In our world, sexual sin has depths of depravity to the extent that young children and even babies are sold and used for sex. And Lucifer was one of the most powerful angels that God ever created, and now he's the father of lies, and he prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. The solution? God the Holy Spirit lives in your body. The third member of the almighty and all-powerful Trinity dwells inside of you. Jesus told his disciples that it was better for them that he go away so that he could send the Spirit who would not only be with them like he was, but he would actually be in them and in them forever. Listen, my friends, we need to know this. We need to understand this. We have God available to us and dwelling inside of us every day, and yet that thought remains as underused as the family Bible gathering dust on the shelf. We get up a little late after hitting the snooze button while knowing exactly how many minutes it'll take us to get to work. We ignore our need of offering our bodies to God as living sacrifices, as we're commanded to do in Romans 12:1. We munch on a Pop-Tart and sip bad coffee and fight through rush hour to be at work on time after we've neglected our need to worship and read the Word of God for spiritual food and daily then surrender ourselves to God. We casually stroll onto the battlefield of another day thinking, everything's fine, entering into enemy territory in our pajamas and slippers, not even thinking about our enemy, our battle, and the darkness of our world. Are you ignoring the very solution God has given you in order to have even a chance against this world, your flesh, and the devil? Memorize Galatians 5:16. So I say, walk by means of the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Have you asked Him to fill you today? Have you asked Him to enable and empower you today so that you will not go back to the garbage of sexual sin? If not, why not? Better expect to fall. Expect the enemy to shoot you in the head. Expect to walk in darkness and instead of the light. When instead, ask to be filled with the Spirit. Offer your body to God. Put on the full armor of God and stand strong in the strength of His might. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcasts. I hope you have a great day in the Lord. God bless you and goodbye.